Ramananda Rai was introducing King Prataparudra as pure devotee to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requesting him that please give him audience. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not much pleased. He had still the title of king, King Prataparudra, and that contaminated the status. A devotee doesn't have any title. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discouraging that it is not a pure state of a devotee. He should, in other words, he should approach very humbly. So, second time, again, Ramananda Rai wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet or give audience to King Prataparudra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you insist that I should, but I do have objection, why don't you bring his son instead of him? Because the son is considered to be the father of mankind. A child is the father of mankind. And he will represent the father. The father still is considered to be king, and anybody who is not in the mood of servitorship, you know, I wouldn't want to see him. So the child was pretty young, is just entering into adolescent, and by the royal features, he was even though dark, but very beautiful. And Ramananda Rai brought him in regular dress, that it is not flashy, not much of a royal order. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted that position of a child who is without a guile and attachments. He respected, because it reminded him of Lord Shri Krishna. The king would not remind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Lord Krishna. His attire, his demeanor, his behavior, and everything. So we are reading further that Krithartha ha ilan ami inhara darshane etabali puna lage kaila alingane. Krithartha ha ilan, having become very much obligated, ami, I, inhara of this boy, darshane, by seeing, etabali, saying this, punah, again, tare him, kaila did alingan embrace. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy. After this, the Lord again embraced the prince. Prabhu sparshe rajaputrera haila premavesha svedakampa ashrustambha pulaka vishesha. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in the body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. Krishna Krishna kahe nache karaye rodana tandra bhagya dekhi ಶ್ಲಾಘ ಕರೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಗಣ. ದ ಬಾಯ್ ಬಿಗೇನ್ ಟು ಕ್ರೈ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಪಾನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್. ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಫೋರ್ಚುನ್. ತಬೆ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ತಾಂದ್ರೆ ಧೈರ್ಯ ಕರಾಯಿಲ್ಲ ನಿತ್ಯ ಆಸಿ ಅಮಾಯ ಮಿಲಿಹ ಯೈ ಆಗ್ಯದಿಲ್ಲ. ಎಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕಾಮ್ ದ ಯೂತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಹೇಮ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಡೈಲಿ ಟು ಮೀಟ್ ಹೇಮ್. ವಿದ್ಯಾಹನ ರಾಯ ಆಯ್ಲ ರಾಜಪುತ್ರಿ ಲಾನ ರಾಜ ಸುಖ ಪಾಯ್ಲ ಪುತ್ರಿ ರಚಿಷ್ಟ ದೇಖಿಯ. ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಟುಕ್ ದ ಬಾಯ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲಸ್. ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಪುತ್ರ ಆಲಿಂಗನ ಗರಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಇಷ್ಟ ಹೈಲ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಏನ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರಪಾಯಿಲ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಟಿಕ್ ಲವ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Se haite bhagyavan rajar nandana prabhu bhakta gana madhye haila ek jana. Since then, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. The purport, Srila Prabhupada says, in this regard, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati wrote, ಯತ್ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಕಟಾಕ್ಷ ವೈಭವ ಬಟಾಂ. ಇಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಎಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಒನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಮೋಮೆಂಟ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಟರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೋರ್ಡ್. ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಲೋರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲೋರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ದ ಬಾಯ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. This was not in theory, but in practice. We cannot apply the Nagna Matrika Nyaya formula. This states that if once mother was naked in her childhood, she should continue to remain naked, even though she has now become a mother of so many children. If a person is actually benedicted by the mercy of the Lord, he can immediately become topmost devotee of the Lord. The logic of Nagna Matrika states that if a person is not elevated on such and such a state, he cannot become an exalted devotee overnight, as it were. This particular instance offers evidence to contradict that theory. On the previous day, the boy was simply an ordinary prince, and the next day he was counted as one of the topmost devotees of the Lord. This was all made possible by the causeless mercy of the Lord. The Lord is omnipotent, all-powerful, almighty, and he can act as he likes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಮಿಲಿತನ್ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರ ಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಾಂ ತಂ ಸುಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavranda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a very instructive passage. Even in previous verse, the last time there was a Mundaka Upanishad as well as Svetasatra Upanishad's quotation that shows the Supreme Personality of Godhead has his autocratic nature. To whom he pleases, he will reveal himself. Otherwise, nayam atma na pravachane na labhya, athva bahuna shrute na va. Elsewhere also it is said, na dane na na cheje. All the purificatory system is also not able to give you audience or revelations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only way he can reveal is upon his own sweet will. Yena evesha vrunute tena labhyas. Tasyait atma vibranote tanuswam means whoever he chooses, he can reveal him. Only he can be benefited. Now, how to attract Lord Shri Krishna? The only way is calling his name, but with all sincerity, in a desperate need. Prabhupada said it's like a child's cry. If it is of a very important emergence, the mother will pay attention to such a cry. Otherwise, the kid is nasty and problematic. And so mother also knows the tone of that cry, just to harass her, and she would not pay any attention. So if in our experience similar incidents are comparable to get attention of the Lord, then we have to accept that as an absolute theory, that we still have to perform devotional service we need to, always remain sincere. But that is trivial. But Srila Prabhupada gives an example. If you take some risk in the devotional service, that will attract the attention of Lord Shri Krishna. Prabhupada said, I risked all the way just to execute the order of my spiritual master. I had nothing, but I felt always his presence and Lord's presence simultaneously. Tayasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya hi kathitha hi arthya prakashante mahatmana. Rupa Goswami says that if we have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna and execute their order, parabhakti. Parabhakti is coming with a resolute determination that nothing else is going to please. Only the order of the Guru has to be carried out. If Guru is not there, the order of Guru can be conveyed through the desire of your elders, the desires of our senior devotees. There is no difference. We are not personality cult. Prabhupada said that you are hooked up only on one person and that's about it. No. Krishna is transmitting through Guru, that's okay. But in absence of the Guru, he can also transmit through the God brothers, the senior devotees. And our attitude should remain the same of executing pure devotional service to please them. In other words, if you want to please Lord Shri Krishna, then you have to please your spiritual master. But even in the absence of the spiritual master, you continue to please the devotees. That is the parameter to please Lord Shri Krishna. Because it is the mercy that transcends every physical nature of hierarchy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach Sarvabhauma, but I mean Prataparudra, the lesson that he has to cultivate enough humility. Of course, this is the prelude to his activity of Gundicha Marjan, that is also very significant. Then Rathyatra, that is also very significant. But ultimate aim is to attract the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, King Prataparudra was a pious person, very devotionally inclined. Indirectly, he was satisfying the devotees. And devotees are recommending him. But yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted that it's not that king is not having any accessibility to devotional service or the audience. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very specific in the external appearance as well as behavior. How do we see? Why do we have to dress in a particular way to remind others that we are devotees? So we should present ourselves with tilak, dhoti, kurta, etc. But too much, adjustments in the details have been, taken over under the pretext that after all we are not changing the principle but we are changing the details. But that is a lame excuse. Prabhupada wanted cultural revolution. He said in New York, if they know what I'm going to do or what I'm doing right now, they will kill me. He was introducing cultural revolution. And we can't make any adjustment to that. The purpose must be served. You can change the details, but the purpose should not be changed. So here, it is a similar or a parallel, attitude has to be seen. Then our dress also signifies how do we have to cultivate the attitude. King Prataparudra never expressed at least the humility aspect, to meet a sannyasi and that to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So So underestimating the nature of the devotion, he was not fit. Moreover, he was entangled into so many activities which are not befitting a devotee. Expansion of his kingdom, going out and having fight and all these things. Of course, it is on varnashram level, it is his duty. But devotional service is beyond varnashram system. And in every instances we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai especially, accessibility of devotional service is there, but one cannot rise above for parabhakti. Parabhakti means tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. And that only begins after getting liberated from material conception of life. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. The actual parabhakti begins after getting rid of bodily conception of life. So having a title of king naturally becomes at least theoretically objectionable, and one must realize that he cannot approach like a king. And every time they mention the King Prataprudra, King Prataprudra, and that is little pinpricking, you know. Prataprudra, Das, or some kind of humility, or not humiliating, but humility has to be exhibited. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead's attitude. Then, of course, he accepts King Prataprudra to be one of the servants, but not on a purified level. So, while his son, who is representing him, did not have any objection, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the feature of Lord Krishna in him. Means even an exalted devotees or the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not want to come down on a material platform. They never come down from their Visuddha Sattva state of existence. Prataparudra may be in approach to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in mode of goodness, but that's not enough. To meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Vishuddha Sattva, just like Krishna. Krishna does not appear in front of Vasudeva unless Vasudeva became Vishuddha Sattva level. Lord Shiva says in Srimad Bhagavatam that Sabdam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. The status of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vishuddha Sattva. No other, of course, his expansions of Vishnu Tattvas, they are in Vishuddha Sattva. But Krishna himself will never give up, even though he is a small child, 2 month old, killing putana. He never gave up his godhood. That is Vishuddha Sattva state. And Vasudeva, he came to that status. Then and then he appeared in his heart. And then that Vishuddha Sattva, tattva of Lord Shri Krishna should be imparted into the heart of Devaki, and he did it by initiation. It is written. So we must understand what should we receive during initiation. Our aim is to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Vishuddhata, and that is our aim. So here also, during, you know, officiating some meeting or to a personality who is so much of a devotional character, this particular trait of Vishuddha Sattva is expected by the Lord. And one who is not having any karmic activity, like this adolescent has just begun, he is like entering into Navya Vanam, reminding him of Krishna. Otherwise, adolescent life today is so much polluted. You can't expect that. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself asked, why don't you bring his son, who is still just blooming into youth? Bring him. So he doesn't have any vikar or pollution in his mind of bodily conception. So he will be the most desirable candidate that can come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only received him, but embraced him twice. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not come down from his status of Vishuddha Sattva, so that benefited the innocent young lad. It's like Vishuddha Sattva is meeting with innocence, means he must be in mode of goodness. But you can't expect like today's of children going to public school and cultivating Vishuddha Sattva. No, they are not nearby. So understanding this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see him, because he reminded him of Krishna. So there is no guna bheda, means no separation of different gunas. Then and then such appreciation has been there, and the boy get benefited right from innocence into the ecstasies. And we will take ages to come to that status of... most of us are, by nature of being human, rajo adhika karma para and dukhe cha sukhamanina. Our activities are still in relationship to karmic. Everything we do not do as pure devotional service. We should increase and come stage-wise. So this is a kind of extreme, but it is a process to come to the extreme. And more we concentrate upon our original nature, which is innocent, before coming into bodily conception of life, you know, that is more wanted. Everybody is naturally affected or affectionate to the young children, because their innocence is there. But once the innocence is broken, you can't appreciate. There is a conflict of the gunas. We expect our child to be in mode of goodness and we are in mode of passion. And we can't become like child, but we think we are caretaker. Our caretaking is also in a very passionate nature, not in mode of goodness. Then how do we gain the result? It will be completely unconscious. It will not be matching. So the difference of the modes of natures, even in spiritual world, spiritual modes are Satchidananda mode. Sat means eternal. And the mode of Sat becomes completely transformed or degenerated into mode of passion, and all our life we remain passionate with ignorance, means destruction. Maitreya Muni in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is expressing our human nature. This is number 9th creation of Lord Brahma. Altogether, 10th creation is of demigods and demons. But number 9th is a very peculiar creation. The first 8 is from unicellular organism to quadruple animals who will not violate the nature's laws set up by Lord Krishna. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunte jagatvi parivartate. Krishna takes the claim that under my supervision the material nature works. But we have degraded to that. That even though prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha, but ahankaram vimudhatma kartaram iti manyate. This is the result of mode of passion. So mode of passion is increasing and taking over in adolescent age. Not prior to. And it changes the entire our lookout for reality, which is based on spiritual life. Youngsters have difficulty. But anyway, to train them up gradually, that they will not forget, because it was going to come in their future mature life, that they will have to take up this particular lesson. We are hoping against all hopes that they will become pure devotees. So regardless, ninth creation of Maitreya Muni tells to Vidur, Vidur, listen, this number 9th is very peculiar, is completely trying to become independent, even though he is dependent. He's not going to be satisfied because he has his stomach upside down. Up to animals, their stomach was horizontal, so they would not violate the nature's law. But number 9th, he stood on his two legs. So his stomach is hanging. So he said, Arvak stotra tu navavam kshattam eko vidho nranam rajo adhika karma para dukhe cha sukhamanina. This peculiarity of human is to be understood. His stomach is upside down, means it is not going to be satisfied. And that creates the rajogun so much inflamed that he will work hard like an ass throughout his life for little satisfaction. Because most of the time it is against his desire of enjoyment. Why in our workplace they are trying to entertain also? Because there is no entertainment. So they think if we put little rajogun in our workplaces, people will be more encouraged. But no, rajo adhika, it will inflame the mode rajogun, and he becomes hyperactive. Rajo adhika karma para, and dukhe cha sukhamanina. He is surrounded by miseries, and yet on the calculation of miseries, you count your happiness. What a weird way to see our material happiness. But it is right. We are surrounded by miseries, and we think we are happy. Oh, we are happier in London than in Delhi. What do you say? So, that is, we always try to compare our, not only lifestyle, but ultimately happiness on the basis of how much miseries we have. Without miseries, there is no sense of happiness. Miseries are there, it's irrevocable fact. But happiness is there in this material world. That is a phantasmoria, Prabhupada says. There is nothing like happiness in dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So mamupetya tu kaunteya dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana sansiddhim paramamgata. That becomes the biggest achievement of the perfection in human form life, is to achieve Krishna. By giving up once and all, the dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So, in our activities, rajogun plays so much havoc. When it is not going to be satisfied, then kama isha, krodha isha. That's the result. And krodhad bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibrama, smriti brad buddhinasho, buddhinashat pranashyati. And this sequence is keep on going and going and going. So how much we have to struggle to keep our, you know, what they call head straight and ply our way in a smooth way. So chanting Hare Krishna is very important. Very favorable wind to ply our boat. Human body, even though it is made up of rajoguna and tamoguna, there is very little sattvaguna in Kali Yuga existing. And we are told that how to cross over the material sufferings for once and all. So therefore, Guru Karana Dharam, the navigator should be the guru. Because ultimately, our nature has to transcend beyond mode of goodness to parasattva and vishuddha sattva. That's what Brahma tells us. In Brahma Samhita, maya hi yasya jagadanda satani suti traiganya tad vishaya vedavitaya mana sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. So this is the journey of a devotee. So if at all somebody is finding mode of passion is still attached to them, then the Lord will not be available. That is the lesson. And an innocent child can get benefit of direct ecstasies because he was touched by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also reciprocated on the highest platform. And we might say, he must have done some meritorious activities in his previous life, therefore our Baba previous life is of a pure devotion, why should he come again in the material world? Unless any. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elevated this boy to not only pure, but one of his intimate associates. It doesn't require a history of learning and going to very stern observation of the four regulative principles and chanting and this and that. The Lord is free to do. That is Chintamani, and that is Sparshmani or Veda. It is such an important factor that is essential in the spiritual life. The spiritual master is also supposed to be guiding on that principle. And in the initiation, he does not only relieve from the sinful activities, but he imparts Lord Krishna in the heart. The conception of Lord Krishna's heart, and gradually the form has to be nama rupa guna lila, they should manifest. So we develop all sincerity in cultivating Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is very able, and he translates in a very correct way, and it is so simple, but we have to remain on the track. That's our obligation. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes.
Samaraj, a clarification and also a question. Did I catch you right when you said Pratap Rudra is not on the Vishuddha-Sattva platform and therefore he didn't get the association of the Lord? Lord didn't want to be with him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came down, all right, as an ordinary personality in mode of goodness. He was Lord himself. So his status should be Vishuddha Sattva. Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his intimate associates, they are of Vishuddha Sattva. And they are our, benefactors that we depend upon. Chaitanya Sange Sange Nitya Siddha Karimane Che Jaya Vrajendra Sutapas. Unless and until we firmly develop faith in the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitya Siddha means perfected. So they must be in mode of pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. Right? And Prataparudra is still very actively engaged in administration and expanding his country by conquering neighboring countries like that. So he had the activity which is still not befitting to surrender to the Supreme Lord. He's not like Arjuna. You may say, but Arjuna and Krishna, Krishna chose Arjuna on his sweet will. He didn't tell anything of Bhagavad Gita to Yudhishthir. Because Yudhishthir knew that we are supposed to be instruments in the hand of Krishna. Remember that incident when Duryodhan and Shakuni came to Yudhishthir and proposed the game of dice. Even though Yudhishthir did not know how to play, but when a Kshatriya is challenged, he had to agree. He cannot deny. That was a rule. So, when they left, Arjuna and Bhima came and started quarreling with Yudhishthira. Brother, you know that this is a treacherous game that they are imposing upon us, and you do not know how to play. Why did you agree? Why did you agree? Then Yudhishthira replied very calmly, why do you forget that we are supposed to be instrument in hands of Krishna? Everything is arranged by Krishna. Every moment. Just we try to express, not a leaf falls without his will. So why do you forget? He was appropriately called Yudhishthira, means Yudhishthira. In the midst of conflict, he is resolved by taking utter shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. That is the nature. So, King Prataparudra was considered to be very important, but not for becoming intimate to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the only aspect. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agrees to meet him right after, and he had to come in an ordinary dress as a menial servant. He can't sweep and clean the gardens for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and take rest. He was suggested to dress like a mendicant and do it. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. There are so many incidents that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not compromise for, say, nitty-gritty details. We expect, but at the same time, we also take risk. Then that's okay. This is all prelude for Gundicha Marjan. Gundicha Marjan and Rathyatra, they have also very, very significant lesson for us. Cleanse the heart, wash it, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not satisfy by plenty of water. No, bring more, more bring. So similarly, chant Hare Krishna and make the seat of Paramatma so clean that when you pull Lord Jagannath and drag it and make him sit in your heart, that is Gundicha Maharajan. Jagannath and Paramatma has no difference. They are one and the same. But our deities are so that they have to take place in our heart. Radha Gokulananda, so beautiful, Sitaram, Lakshmana Hanuman, Gornita, and Yashoda Damodar. You concentrate on their form. Won't they sit in your heart where Paramatma is sitting? Why there is no conflict? Paramatma is the farthest most expansion. So when Krishna appears, all the incarnations and his expansions, the Purusha incarnation, Shakti, everyone will be seen. So such a devotee like Srila Prabhupada becomes very identical on the spiritual nature. No difference. Do you think Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna are sharing seat in your heart? There is no sharing. It's one and the same tattva is there. Any other question?
Yeah, Maharaj, you spoke about appearance and clothing, and then I missed the part where you said some details, they changed the details, and I didn't quite catch that.
Are trying to put up a lot of details. But Srila Prabhupada wanted cultural revolution by introducing Vaishnava attire, etiquette, and that is for the public. Remember, Prabhupada would say that a doctor wears the gown, so he identifies that he's a doctor. Policemen, they have their own dress. So the devotees have this.
Usually the devotees, say it's about consciousness. What's it got to do with the appearance and dress?
It depends. There is some provision that Prabhupada would bring the devotees in Western clothing when he came to India. But that was for the purpose of attracting Indians. Even his godbrother, who went to, he came to London and another one to Berlin, they also brought Westerners without any insistence of change of dress. The purpose is different, to attract the Indians. But now the Indians are imitating them too. The whole India is imitating the Western clothing. It doesn't say that the clothing will make you devotee, but it is to remind somebody. Why do we put tilak? This is if he. We are reminded that this body belongs to Krishna and Krishna is residing in. So we are getting the benefit, but others also know that he must be a devotee. But people are using the terms that you are concerned that na ke tilak gale mala eo to achya kali chela. That is also there. One can misuse that, but it doesn't matter You know, if the purpose is served, that is our the purpose should be served. Any other question, comments, or no? Yes.
It's a simple verse from the Shikshakshatakam, and it says, Ayi nanda tanujam kinkaram patitam mam vishami papam buddho
kripaya tava pada pankaj
sustita duli satrisam vitinchaya. He says, O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and make me as an atom at your lotus feet. So that's the mood of King Pataprabhuruddha. He wants us to surrender to his lotus feet, no matter who we are, whatever position we are in this world.
Yeah. Good, but we are given a calculated time in the human form, and we should take the best of the advantage of all this. We humbly try to perform devotional service, even though however faulty it may be. But at the same time, the standard to go back home, back to Godhead, cannot be compromised. The principle that antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram sa prayati madbhavam jati natra shanshaya. At the time of death, we must remember. But many a times we do not remember. However, we might have done so much devotional service in estimations of other devotees. Then what? No, we will be getting due promotion in accordance to our performance of devotional service. You know? When Tamakrishna Maharaj passed away in accident, there were questions from many of his devotees. That why this way? They were doubtful that whether Maharaj was able to remember Lord Krishna in sudden impact. Then I had to ask that even though if a devotee does not remember Lord Shri Krishna at the time of quitting his body, what harm is there? Prabhupada said, Krishna remembers what you have done. He cannot forget. So devotees are always in the safe side. But ye yatham am prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham, that's our rule. That cannot be avoided. What do you say? Devotees only have all the hopes. In the material life, hope against hope is hopelessness. Yes. A devotee can never live a hopeless life. Son, it's good. We embrace each other, right? Why? I want to get purified too. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.